The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Yeah, it's Friday. You got the African-American portion of Hanging with the Boys.
Wow. Wow. Wow, you dropped a dime.
This is a live look at the Tostitos Fiesta Plaza. Did I say that right? Championship Plaza.
Tostitos Championship Plaza.
Championship Plaza in front of Ford Center. Oh, with the high of 91 today, it's currently 89 degrees. My boy, Nate, we made it to Friday.
Yes.
Kurt is out. He is took a trip to Dominican Republic. He's getting erectile dysfunction surgery. So he'll be out for a couple days. And we're just T's and P's to my boy Kurt. Shannon is still recovering from his BBL surgery. So everybody's looking to enhance themselves. So today you just get me and you get Uncle Nathaniel. But like I told you guys in the video, we're looking for our Cooper Rush. So will you be a part of our show today? This segment brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets his wings. Go and get those chicken sandwiches. We need our Cooper Rush, Nate. So here's what I want. The second and third segment today, Nate, we're going to open up the phone lines. We know there's a ton of people. We are the people show.
Right.
That is who we are, right?
Yes, sir.
That is Nate Newton. I am Jesse Holley. In the back, you hear Chris Beam. Together, we are Hanging with the Boys. Oh, and this is Jazzy. Thank you, Jazzy.
Jazz. Thank you, Jazz.
We appreciate you. We are the sports equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. So here's what I want. The second and third segment, we're going to bring you guys in, the fans. You're going to become like not full time, but you're going to become a part of our show
the
today.
The 12th man.
You're going to be our 12th man. You're going to be our Cooper Rush. We're down some guys, so we need you to step up and really right our ship. Here's the number, 888-855-2297. 888-855-2297. And I'm feeling generous today because we're going to do the second and third segment of you guys. I'm going to let you talk a little bit longer, not too much longer.
20 seconds to 30 seconds.
I'm going to let you get a little bit more wind, but just come correct, right? Come with your questions ready. Write them down now, and just really come in and bring it. Because that's what we do. We don't shortchange y'all. You don't shortchange out. Dougie Fresh, what's up? So when you come in today to be a part of our show, the People Show, make sure you got your stuff ready. But the Cowboys are getting ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals!
This Sunday at 3:25 Eastern, 3:25 Central Time at AT&T Stadium. But Nate, the last couple of hours, last 24 hours, you've heard from Jerry Jones, you've heard from Mike McCarthy, you've heard from CeeDee Lamb. I mean, you've heard from a plethora of people.
Right.
And the one thing that I've noticed is that there's a lot of finger pointing.
Wow.
There's a lot of finger pointing that's been going on. Some of it out in the open, some of it a little bit subliminal, but there has been a ton of finger pointing. It's been a bunch of guys like, nah, that ain't me.
They ain't looking at them four coming back, them three coming back.
It ain't me. And they got to do what they got. It ain't me. Don't put this on me.
Right.
Jerry Jones is on the flagship station this morning, and he talked about some things about with CeeDee Lamb, and it was saying, hey, this is what it is. You got to get better. You got to realize you're going to be double covered, and you got to realize you got to get open in double coverage. So you got to be better. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When your owner starts calling you out in the public, another quote that I want to read, from Mike McCarthy's press conference today. He had some things that he talked about pertaining to now Kellen Moore and what this offense is going to be. And it's something that I want you to speak on. And the quote is, from Mike McCarthy, my job is to make sure all three coordinators are teed up to be successful. It's something I try to accomplish every single day. So, yeah, I make sure Kellen knows that I'm there. We're going to take a lap through. We're going to take a lap today through the call sheet. It may be a bit longer this week. Those type of things. The most important thing is not to overreact. I want him to feel that for me. I got to do better. We've all got to do a better job. We all understand that after week one. Mike McCarthy continues by saying, he's in year three now. So I've seen him grow in all five areas. I don't know what those five areas are, but
Right. Someone
should have had that follow-up question. Of the importance of being a coordinator, and I have great confidence in him for Sunday. Lastly, we've just got to trust what we've built on our menu. And we have to adjust when we have a change in the lineup. We're definitely working through that now. We want to make sure that we're helping and maybe not being as conservative as you'd like to be. In his time as coordinator, he has been able to play very, very aggressive. But we're in a phase right now where we need to be a little bit more smarter in certain situations. That's all a part of growing as a play caller, end quote, from Mike McCarthy today. So Mike McCarthy saying, I'm here, and I'm going to work with Kellen, but Kellen got to be smarter on game day. Jerry Jones is saying, hey, I want to win, but CD, I let a number one go because I gave you number 88 and expect you to be the number one guy. You got to be ready to adjust to that. If you're a player in the locker room, Nate, and you're listening and you're hearing all this thing, if you're CeeDee Lamb, if you're Cooper Rush, if you're Kellen Moore, like, what are your feelings about what you're hearing from, I mean, your head coach and your owner?
Once I hear it and I digest and I make up in my mind what a part of that applies to me, because what I've been taught as a player over the years is, you know, Take what part of the criticism that is truly yours. And CeeDee Lamb, listen to it, but you got a role model that you can take film out. You're in the offensive wide receiver coach, take that film out, watch Amari Cooper. Go back and watch a little bit of Michael Irvin if his game still applies to today. Go out, you can pull down any 31 teams and watch their number one guy and see how they deal with the aspect of being double covered. But more importantly, go to your coach, go to your offensive coordinator, and y'all talk about it. Well, you know, what do you feel comfortable with, and see how he feels about it. There's so many ways, positive ways, that CeeDee Lamb can do this a different way. But more importantly, I wouldn't be so much worried about CeeDee Lamb. I'll be worried about the number two guy, Noah Brown, run better routes, do your thing. You be a little bit more productive, even though me and you, Jesse, are not calling this kid a number two.
Mm-hmm.
But the world is. So perception.
By position is number two.
Yeah, perception has won.
Right.
Houston, mm-hmm. You worked out with Dak more than anybody. You probably slept at his house and on a 50-yard football field. Be productive. Send me for hope. They got to be productive. They have to be productive. Now, if I'm Kellum, I'm looking at what my guy can do. One thing that you can do is go back into your bag of where you come from.
I hear you, Uncle
Boys,
Nate.
No, I'm serious. This is what the young folks say.
I know. I see you. I see you, Uncle Nate.
Go do.
Who you been hanging out with?
You.
No, you
ain't. Yeah, I've heard you say it. Go do. Because you had a lot of positive gadget plays. Screens. Mike McCarthy, screens. You were great in Green Bay with screens. The multiple screens that we can run. Last week, this team stunned us to death, blitzed us to death at the right times. But they gamed us to death.
Mm-hmm.
TEs, ETs. They're going to do that this week. Punch, 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 release. Zeke out to the side. Let's go. Punch, 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 release. Tony out to the side. Let's go. Let these screens work into your advantage. A few more draw plays. Because If we do this right here, now you being safe but aggressive, using their aggression against themselves. You know, even though this team here is a little bit more solid on defense with Sam Hubbard, Logan Wilson, the linebacker, they're a little bit more readier. They'll read, whereas this team last week was just hitting it, 90 yeah. going north, because they had figured us out early. Well, those are the few change-ups that we can have. So when I get criticized, which I was always that guy because I guess I was a Pillsbury doughboy and I can absorb it all.
Coach knew that you could handle it more than Larry Allen.
Because I would think, okay, what part of that applies to me? Mm-hmm. What part of this applies to Kellum? What part of this applies to CD? I'm going to defend CD Lamb. Y'all get ready. Because you ain't drafted this guy in the place that you drafted him when he fell to you to hear this now.
No, okay. So I'm glad you said that. And that takes a turn somewhere completely different.
Okay.
Because when they put Boer together, right, they put their player that may be available, yeah. right?
No. When they put the player draft board.
The draft board. When they put their draft board together. But they go into it with the mindset of, here's what we need and what we're looking for.
Yes.
And I think with CeeDee Lamb, it was one of those situations where he was high as a player, right? Yes. Just as an overall, the player, number that they do, player on their draft board.
He was a top five guy in their eyesight.
Not necessarily high on their needs.
Right.
Right?
We needed a rusher bad.
Right. But when he fell and was still there at 17, it was like, can we pass up on this guy? So I don't think, like, initially when they drafted CeeDee Lamb, it wasn't like, hey, we're going to get a wide, like, this is what we're going to get. We're going to get a wide receiver. And then the one they wanted was there. It was more so, hey, we need something else. But, oh, snap, he fell to us. And now they had to rework the plan. And I don't know. I don't know. And I know that there was a great deal of expectation. I heard Michael talking about it on a podcast, Michael Irvin. And he said when he got drafted, CeeDee Lamb, he and CeeDee Lamb had a phone call. And CeeDee Lamb was saying, hey, you know, I'm going to go wear number two. I'm kind of want to set my own trend and set my own path and do my own thing. And Mike said, wearing 88 is setting your own trail. He said, but there's expectations that come with that. When CeeDee Lamb got the number 88 jersey, at some point in time, it was the highest selling jersey in the National Football League. There is expectation that comes along with that number.
Yes.
And now he's finally stepped into that role of being the number one wide receiver. And, you know, dating back to last season, I think it's been 9 games since CeeDee Lamb has had a 100-yard receiving game.
Yeah, yes, that is popping
and
up.
And that's
big.
When you had a number one wide receiver
right.
alongside of you. So that is a telling tale of kind of the growth of CeeDee Lamb. And I get week one, you know, you had Dak in that game for 55 of the 60 minutes of that game. And you had a multitude of targets. And things just wasn't. And he came out with a statement and talked about, he said he was looking, I'm not saying that he was saying that he saw ghosts, but he had a ghost moment. He was saying like, man, I don't know what's going on. Like, kind of, they everywhere. And it was like, you know, he had to take a step back and say, oh yeah, I am the number one. So there are going to be more guys around me.
I thought about the barrage of great players that were truly monstrous number ones.
You want me to name them again?
No, sir.
Okay.
Stay away from that.
Okay.
Because you, like Bill Jones corrected me, there's no word such as disillusion. Well, I can't even pronounce it now. But I promise you, don't have these fans in fantasy world.
Disillusion?
This kid is one. Some guys have to work into it and really feel it. And you just explained to me, this kid, for the first time in his life, looked up and say, wow, this is what it means to have the perception of being great. Mm. Number one means you the man. And so in our world, that's great.
Yeah.
So for the first time in his life, probably looking around, since Pee Wee Ball, when he was playing with bigger kids, he like, wow, this is what it's all about. So this is what I questioned about our coaching staff. has someone from day one been saying, this is what you have to do?
No.
And see, that is what you have to do. Like Dan Quinn challenges Michael Parsons. This is what you have to do. We saw it all during training camp. He working at defensive end. He working over here. He working with me. Do you have this kid before, during, and after practice? Or is he standing up freestyling when the defense is working instead of running routes?
I had a tweet during training camp. And feel free, if you're listening, go check the receipts. I had a tweet during training camp, and I simply said this. I said, if I, Jesse Holly, was CeeDee Lamb, knowing what I know, because this ain't just happened to you. Like, right. When they let Amari Cooper go a long time ago, and that was the writing on the wall that, hey, it's your time to step up. I would have went to my coaches and said to them, Coach Quinn, Coach Moore, Mike McCarthy, can we pick out some plays throughout in these live periods where I'm seeing double coverage? Because I want to get myself used to what I'm getting ready to go through in the season. Right. See, this is the stuff when people try to tell me about training camp and about like these controlled atmospheres, the work that you're getting done is repetition work, and you want to get better in certain things. But as a certain type of player, you have to have the mentality to go a little bit further if you're going to be that guy.
Right.
Like you said, stay before, stay after, stay in the middle, do whatever. You got to go to coach and say, hey, I'm looking around and I like Dennis Houston, and I like Semi Fehoko, and I like Jalen Tolbert, I like Noah Brown, but these dudes have got zero experience in what we get ready to go into. This fire we get ready to walk into, they got zero experience at that. So I'm going to see a lot more. Hey, Dak, we need to start working on what it looks like for me to be in double coverage so you feel comfortable about it, I feel comfortable about it, and then now they, when they watch it on film, they being Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore, put together a series of plays that can potentially be, or line me up in places that can potentially be double coverage beaters. But such is life, and now you have to figure out how to be the number one with the number two quarterback. And that's going to be a tough task because Cooper Rush is more so used to working with Noah Brown, Dennis Houston.
And if they open, throw him that ball.
So, all right, here's what we got. We're going to our break. When we come back, the next segment, the second and third segment, it's going to be you guys with the call-in. So if you want to be a part of our team, we need you. Be our Cooper Rush.
Not 20 seconds, but 30 seconds Jesse going to give you.
Depends on how good your call is. If you come in here, if you come in here with the jibber jab and the rambling, I'm cutting you off. So make sure you come in here. I don't need you back there patting the football now, Cooper Rush. When you call in, I need you back there being decisive. This is what we need.
Okay.
This is what the game plan going to be, Nate. I need you back there knowing where the ball is supposed to go.
I'm going
to
snap you the ball.
Snap the ball. Right. And if the callers get this thing to where it got to get to. All right? Come back with us. We're hanging with the boys.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
The Cowboys way. Where 16 Hall of Famers and 5 championships shows us what success looks like. Where turkey is always the second best part of Thanksgiving Day. Where we are all defined by one single thing, the star. Where we as fans know it's our job to keep the tradition going. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank of the Dallas Cowboys and to support the quest of living life the Cowboys way.
Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, ShaveLogic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. Freaky Friday. We made it, Nate.
Yes, we did.
We here.
Hey, let me say something right quick, like before you do your, you know, whoever we sponsored by.
I gotta pay the bills.
We just talked about it, me, Chris, and Jesse just talked about coaches. You had no preseason. Mm. And so when a player that's a starter that you're depending on raise his hand, I don't care if you're in the red ball, take him out of the game. Did y'all see that thing what happened last night with San Diego? With the Chargers. That was too – the dude spit out his mouthpiece. That is the equivalent of Mike Tyson hitting you with an uppercut in the gut, and you in the air go out and you spit out your mouth.
To his credit, he looked to the sideline and said, "Hey, I'm trying to come out." They told him to go back in. And then they had to throw the ball to him.
That was too funny.
When the guy picked it, besides chasing me, looked down and there's my mouthpiece. I looked at that right there.
I'm not even chasing him.
I ain't chasing him.
Somebody else will get it. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead on, Jesse. All right,
this segment is brought to you by Blockchain. Blockchain.com. Remember, there are still single seat tickets available for the Cowboys game all season long, but more specifically this Sunday. Head over to DallasCowboys.com/tickets. Or go over to SeatGeek.com and pick up your single game tickets for the Bengals game and for future games as well. All right, we're to that point now. We had our Tuesday workouts. We brought some guys in and said, all right, Nate, this is how we're going to formulate our team.
Yes, sir.
So now, these calls, let's be ready. Like, let's go out there and give the fans what they came to see.
Victory,
all right, who's the first caller we got
victory
today?
We got Justin in Southern California. Let's go, buddy.
SoCal. It never rains in Southern California. Justin, what's up, man? You're on Hanging with the Boys.
What's up, man? Just want to say real quick, now I got 30 seconds. I love you guys. The only podcast that I listen to for the Cowboys. All right, here
we
go.
We love you.
I think the Cowboys need to follow in the footsteps of the Eagles and run our way into the playoffs. We have the talent. If we need to free them up, arrest them, and get another back who could spell them for a series, get Philip Lindsay or something. That's my first point. Second point is, I don't think it really matters who's QB. I don't think Rush will mess things up. I just think he's going to get blamed for a lot of things that may not end up being his fault. The O-line and the experience in the wide receiver squad will hurt Rush or Dak, in my opinion. And this isn't the time to let somebody learn. If we need to stifle Kellen's learning abilities for right now, then we need to just let McCarthy take over. We need to win now. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for. And J-Ron Curse is really going to – we're going to miss him this week. And that's it.
Thank you, brother.
The fan has spoken.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah, and he got it in.
He did.
And I like how he said, win now.
Yeah. Don't,
Jess, that's going to be hard to do, but wow.
But he's
spoken, man.
Let's take some of the things that he said. Well, he said, you know, we should take our page from the Eagles book.
Yes.
And run the football. Well, one of the reasons the Eagles are able to run the football so much is that they deploy their quarterback, Jalen Hurts. He has a lot of those running plays a la Lamar Jackson. He makes himself a dual threat quarterback. And so, you know, he because when you break it down, it's a man for a man, right? Five offensive linemen, five defensive linemen, and a linebacker. Whenever you hit a quarterback comes to the line of scrimmage and he goes, 53 is the mic, he's letting the offensive line know you're responsible for him.
Yes.
You got the four down linemen in front of you, and then however y'all going to weed through this thing, 53 belongs to y'all.
Yeah.
That lets the lineman know, that lets the back know. But then everybody else is man for man, and then when you inject your quarterback into, as a running component into the offense, now he has to beat one guy. Sometimes he's good enough to do it. Sometimes he's not. We see guys like Josh Allen or Hurts or Lamar Jackson. Russell Wilson does it at times. Kyler Murray does it at times. There's a plethora of quarterbacks who are able to make these moves. The Cowboys don't do it. They did it a while ago. That's why you always kind of say, I want rookie Dak back, right? They do the RPO, and they'll put Dak in a situation when he's able to run the ball. I don't know if you can do that with Cooper Rush, but, you know, listen, and maybe there's no time for learning. That's what you use offseason for and training camp for.
Win the game.
You got to win the game. That was a great first start. Thank you, Justin, from SoCal. All right, Chris, who we got next?
We got Eli in Corpus Christi.
Eli, what's up?
Hey, man, I thought y'all did y'all show from New York.
I love
you and your brother.
I love all y'all. If I had that money, I wouldn't be calling in. I'm Capo with Shannon Sharp right now. With Shannon, I mean.
Go ahead on, brother. We lost him?
I'm a pessimist. They're like, you're a pessimist, but I'm a realist. What I think is that the penalties are going to come into effect this game. We're going to get torn apart. We're going to be reminded that we left last year as the worst penalized team, and this year we're going to start to be the worst penalized team. I think that's going to lead to our defense being exhausted, which is going to cause injuries, hopefully. I want the Cowboys to win so bad at any cost, but I don't think we will, and I hope I'm wrong. Please talk me off the ledge because I'm literally on the fourth floor looking down.
Brother, put Big Noon on the ledge. You just put, because I'm telling you why, man. If you're going to be a smart football team, the strength is the defense. And if we're going to, if our defense play the first four games and average anywhere between 31 and 35 minutes on that field, you can be as great as this kid Parsons is. Sooner or later, he's going to look over at his offense and say, and cuss.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna cuss because that is too much. That is too much. People laughed the other day when I said, if I'm the defense, I'm walking over there collectively. Every coach that I got with Quinn and say, coach, walk into the huddle, walk out of the huddle, snap that ball with 2 seconds left. Whether it's a pass or a run, I don't care. But take the air out of the ball. Don't just keep my guys on that field. I believe that with all my heart. I've seen it happen.
Well, it makes it difficult, and to Eli's point, thank you for calling Eli.
Thank you, Eli Manning. Eli, excuse me.
The penalties. The penalties. Like, especially when you have pre-snap penalties.
Wow.
When you have the pre-snap penalties.
Five of them?
Terrence still had three by himself.
That's what I'm saying. He had three, and I think my other ball on the other side had one.
Still had one.
Tyler Smith had one.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say. Tyler Smith had one. So, I mean, those penalties will get you behind a change. It will kill drives. All the bad things that you don't want to happen, and you're absolutely right. If this defense is on the field for a long period of time, it will. And the Bengals run the football.
Yes,
sir. You're going to see, and Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon, they thick.
And you know that.
And the screens that you're talking about, they run the screens.
They run the screens, man.
They run the screens. So they're going to stretch you wide.
Go ahead on. Don't stop. They're going to stretch you wide. And they're going to do it with some speed.
And we're going to go back to
it. Yes, sir. Yes.
Chris, hold on. We got another phone call. Let's get these phone calls in. Chris, who we got?
This is not a good. After what you just said,
I know.
You know who it is?
Computer?
No, Pastor Q.
Oh man.
Pray for him, Pastor.
Man, please. What is going on? Why every time I call, man, there's all these references, man.
That's the Lord telling that we need you.
Yes, sir.
That is a direct correlation of the Lord speaking prophetically of saying,
Jesse.
Pastor, that boy Holly needs you and need a word. Cleanse him.
God.
Dip him in the water. The old has gone. The new has come.
Right.
What's
right.
up, Pastor
Q? It's like y'all can tell me on the phone, man. I'm good, man. Listen, really quickly, I think that the key to staying in the game with the hopes to win is to go 12 or even 13 personnel. Let's get – I don't know if Peters can be ready to get on that left side, but I would put him at guard and keep Tyler at tackle. And let's just run the ball. I agree with Nate. Let's run – use every second of the play clock. Let's run the ball. Let's do some play action with our tight ends. And just tell Cooper Rush, man, to keep it simple. Let's be patient. Let's get 5 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards. We were running the ball last week. Let's just do that. and don't make mistakes, man, and then lean on our defense. And we'll see what we can do, because any given Sunday, anything can happen.
And you know, Pastor, another thing, man, Jesse, maybe I'm wrong for thinking this, but I go old Raider style football in the 70s and 80s, run. Take it deep. We ain't no such thing as a 15-yard route with the old Raiders. Cliff Branch, them used to just be running. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I'm with you, but we got screens. Jesse, there's so many ways to
Pastor,
skin a cat.
Thank you for calling,
thank you, Pastor.
We appreciate
thank
you, man.
You, man.
Pray for me.
I will do that.
Thank you, man.
I mean, he's trying to get rid of his mom. He's trying to push off on other people. I mean,
I'm trying to get you some action.
I'm married, Jess. I'm
sorry,
good.
My fault.
See that, man.
Pray for me, Pastor.
But I'm going to tell you, Jess, what you think? I'm serious. What you think?
I mean, Pastor said getting 12 and 13 personnel and run the football. I mean, we've argued back and forth about running the football for the last week or so. And listen, I know that you have to run the football. But we just can't be – we can't run, again, for running's sake. We have to be efficient in the way that we run. I agree. You have to – You can't play so mundane is that you lose momentum. And I get that you want to save the defense, but Cooper Rush is a professional player, right? He's a professional quarterback. I'm not saying that he's a starter. He's not Dak. But you still have to be able to put together a plan that leaves you in a place where there's a thought of a threat that you're not going to just try to pound this ball up in the line of scrimmage, that you'll take the shots down the field. And
I'm with you.
We'll see what happens. But there has to be a mixture of running the football. It has to be a mixture, to Pastor's point, some play action in there. But you got to get the ball to those players.
I'm not saying – every day, I don't believe that you come out and just run it every time. Because we get that ball at the 50. Or we get the ball on the 45 somehow, some way. We got to take a shot. We may not need to go up tempo. But don't try to make the game it's not. I mean, if you're on the 20 or the 13,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you're just going to go three pass, boom, boom, boom. You punting deeper than that.
Yeah.
And so we hoping that our all-star punter, angry, will be really angry.
That's your boy.
Yeah, and kick that ball 85 yards. We got somebody that can smoke it down there. See, that's what scares me is will Coach McCarthy, because I'm through trying to blame it on Kellen. Now, will Coach McCarthy help this kid? See, everybody needs – to be helped. If I got more experience than a person, even though they may not want to listen to me, we gonna be talking. Not out here in practice. We're gonna be talking during the game. Let me help you succeed, because in the end of the day, it helps me succeed.
Yeah, because I think and a ton of coaches have done this before in the past, man. You gotta get on that headset sometime and go, hey bro, run the ball. Or hey, listen. We gotta get something going. You know, find something here.
Red ball it. Let's
do something.
Go. Yes.
And for Mike McCarthy, if this is your, if you're a dead man walking, then you should want to either take this thing completely over or interject yourself in the game somehow, some way throughout the course.
Heckman Harrison still got him in the playoffs. I mean, Heckman say he believed that just one game ain't gonna define how he thinks, and I agree with him to a certain extent. But I just want to see how my offensive line.
But it's not one game how you define them. It's one game with everything that you – like when you lead up to a point and it wasn't like, oh, if we just did a little bit of this or did a little bit of that, we could have won that game. There was nothing in that football game that gave you hope offensively that you could win that football game. You take that – and then you add on top of that, for the next 4 to 6, maybe 8 weeks, you're not going to have the one guy who is supposed to be able to elevate the other guys around you. You'll have his backup. So, listen, Heckman can have the hope, and I'm not taking Heckman's hope away. Great for him. But there's a lot of factors in
let me tell you how simple it is, and I'm being facetious or sarcastic. You know, I'm not good with definitions of words or words itself. But if they get in the red zone once, they'll be better than last week.
That's true. let's take our final break. Yeah. Remember, we're looking for that third team member, so be ready to call in 888-855-2297.
We're going to really get to you this time.
2297, 888-855-2297. We'll take some calls, and then we'll have to have our predictions, keys to the game, our predictions
you know
in the
my
third
prediction.
Segment. Don't do that. Give me a prediction.
I will.
Stay with us. Hang with the boys.
I will. It's my prediction.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the Star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
With Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Stop, man. Let's get to the fans. Come on, man.
But did you see our boy Kurt yesterday when he was topping him
Kurt almost
hurt his damn
he
back.
He was glad because he was going out of town.
Trying to do it. I don't know what he was doing. That was
wife would have been upset if he didn't hear that. Yeah.
He wouldn't be able to drive and, you know, getting that erectile dysfunction surgery. She's trying to make sure that I get it right.
Yeah.
All right. Last segment of the day, going back to the phones. We'll take a couple more calls, and then Nate and I'll give you our predictions for the game. Well, I'll give a prediction. Y'all already know what Nate's going to say. I mean, I'll get Chris to give us a prediction as well. All right, Chris, who we got on the phone?
We got Lee in Harrisburg, PA.
Ooh.
Hey, oh, Harrisburg.
Home. Harrisburg, yeah. Home of Micah Parsons.
Yes.
And my boy, Skywalker.
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call. I was calling about, I don't know if Dak's declining. Cooper Rush can't do no worse than what Dak did when he just stunk it up on Monday. Well, Sunday night. And the last thing I wanted to say was, who gave CeeDee Lamb 88? Why didn't they just let him pick his own number? How come they already made him a superstar? Yeah, he was a superstar in college, but how come they just gave him that number? He didn't, like, all of a sudden wanted that number. It's like they talked him into taking that number. And I think if they'd have let CeeDee Lamb develop on his own and be his own person, I think that would have made CeeDee Lamb a better player. I'm just saying.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you for the call.
He had a little notorious big voice to it.
And a little raspy voice. Yeah, I do want to just do a quick answer to this.
Okay, do it.
Yeah, Kellen Moore can be worse than Dak. I mean, not Kellen Moore. Cooper Rush can be worse than Dak. He really can be. I mean, I know we saw the Minnesota game last year.
Right.
I think I would love to have another game like that. But, again, I know Dak played really bad, but Cooper can play.
We will have a game like that.
All right, let's do it. And then for the CeeDee Lamb thing, I guess you must have forgot who our owner was. Our owner is always selling. And so that was an opportunity to draft a first-round receiver, put him in the number 88, and then have all the fans go and buy those jerseys and tune into the game so they can see another 88 a la Dez Bryant, a la Michael Irvin, a la Drew Pearson. So hey, it was all Jerry's idea. He was the one that wanted it. CD wanted number 2. Jerry wanted him to number 88. And you know Michael always want guys in number 88 because people think – I'll tell Mike this all the time. People think that Mike is excited about another person being in 88. No. Mike is excited about that the number 88 is still alive, so they still have to talk about him.
That's right.
That's what Mike loves about the 88 being there.
Yes,
so, all right, Chris, who we got? Who we got on the phones?
We got Mohammed.
Mohammed from Kuwait.
Hey.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mo, what's up, brother?
Yeah. Did you tell Nate about the Wingstop next week invite? If Shannon don't come down and pick up his pack, just give it to Chris. So.
All right, I haven't told Nate yet, but I'll tell him. You just told him. Mo's going to buy food for us next week.
My question is, how come we were on Jerry's case and the organization for not addressing the offensive line when they spent the first pick on the tackle? And number two, has any team made it after they lost their quarterback in the first game, made it in the playoffs in the past? Thank you, guys.
That's a great question. The one name that comes to mind where he got his kind of fame from was, I think it was, no, you know what? It was Matt Castle. They ended up winning like 10, 11 games after Tom Brady went down, but they did not make the playoffs.
Right.
So I don't know that answer. If Kurt was here, we'd have him do the research on it.
Was it Bob Greasy back in the day?
Could have been. For Dan Marino?
Yeah. No. Bob Greasy, they put in an older gentleman. And he took them all away, and Greasy came back and played in the Super Bowl. I don't know. Yeah, he asked a great question there. He asked a great question.
How many games did Jason Garrett win for you guys when Troy went down?
No, but it was Troy didn't get hurt the first game. You talking about the
first game?
I don't know that. Yeah,
I don't know that
you
one.
You have to get a better guy than me, a statistic guy.
And for the we have been on Jerry. I mean, addressing the offensive line, you try to bring some guys in, but. You know, you banked on Tyron being here a little bit longer than getting hurt in training camp, and so that you can have Tyler Smith a chance to develop. But, you know, all those things don't work out. All right, we got time for one more caller. Who we got, Chris?
Hold on a second.
Yes.
All right, so while we're waiting for the whatever Chris is back there doing, wiping his hands off, Nate, give me your keys to the game for the Cowboys this Sunday.
Be smart. Be smart as a play caller. Change it up. I'm not saying that you're going to have to, you know, I'm not like the defense. I ain't telling you to run the air of the ball, but be smart. Infuse some screens into your game. Get your tight end involved. Get other guys involved, not just CeeDee Lamb. And you should be all right. You know, the offensive line has to play clean. The offensive line has to play clean. No offsides, none. And you have to switch those tackles and TE stunts and pick up the blitzes. Those two or three things, it's a lot, but that is our job as offensive linemen.
I got you. All right, who we got on the phone?
All right, I got Chris? Arnold in Mission, Texas.
Arnold, what's up, brother? You got like 30 seconds.
First of all, both of y'all, thank y'all for being the Cowboy. That's number one. Number two, Jesse, you call it all the time how it is. I need you to call out Will McCain and tell him what guys he's asking Jerry Jones to draft, because they were behind on that offensive line since last year, and they were behind on that defensive line since last year, and they've been behind the quarterback since last year. So we need to find out what Will McCain's doing, because he's a big boy up there. So I need some help out here. We need to get those Cowboys going.
All right.
I thought he was talking about the rifleman at first, Will McCain.
What we're not going to do is blame Will McClay.
No.
That's what I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, Will McClay's job basically a lot of times is he goes
and brings those players
that the coaches ask about. He goes and scouts all these guys, and they look at all these guys, and it's Dan Quinn. What do you want? I want tall, rangy, long cornerbacks and safeties. I want fast linebackers. I want this, and up front. Okay, Kellen Moore, what do you want offensively? I want a nasty left tackle. I want this. Okay, cool. I got it. Now I scour the earth to find these things and bring them back to you. We go to the draft. We go to the Senior Bowl. We go to all the spots that you go to find these players. And then I bring them back, and then we evaluate them, and then we decide as a unit what are we going to do with these players? So this is not all on Will McClay. Will McClay asks, he gets a census of all the coaches of what they're looking for, of the front office, of what the needs are. And then they go, and he and his team go and scour college campuses, Division Ones, Twos, Threes, NAIAs, guys who are on the street, guys who are playing in the USFL. I mean, not US. Yeah, well, the USFL. Yeah, guys are playing in the XFL or who, Canada, wherever it is. They go and try to find these guys and bring them back, and then they deliver them to the coaches. Now, what the coaches do with them once they get them, that's out of Will McClay's hands. Because while once he delivers them, you know what Will McClay's job is now? To go back out there
and find some,
and
more.
Find some more. So he just brings them back. He just brings back what he's told. Whatever the designer they're looking for to fit their schemes, and that's what he goes and gets. It's the coaches have to do what they have to do with all of these players. My keys to the game. Cowboys, you have to be perfect. And I know that's a hard thing to do. But when there's opportunity and you're taking a shot down the field, got to hit the right guy. Got to catch it. When there's runs to be made, Zeke, you got to hit it. Like, there has to be a level of perfection that is done in this football game, especially offensively. I just want, defensively, I want guys to not want to overdo it. Not try to go outside of your wheelhouse. A lot of guys don't have the ability that Micah Parsons has, where he can take a false step like he does a lot of time and still recover for a tackle for loss or get back in the coverage. You got to be perfect, because it's going to take a lot for you to beat this football team, especially if this team gets out to a 10, 12, 14-point lead. Now you're going to play kind of almost with one hand behind your back offensively, and that's not going to be a good look for Cooper Rush.
See, I don't even envision none of that.
I'm just saying, 12 points down.
I don't even.
7 points down, 10 points down, whatever it may be, it may come to that. So for me, my prediction, I have the Cincinnati Bengals kind of handling the Cowboys this Sunday. I think I'm gonna go 24-9. I don't think they get in the end zone this week either. 24-9.
2 weeks in a row. I can't even fathom it. I can't even think that way.
So what's your prediction?
I can't even think.
All right. Chris, you got a prediction?
My prediction for the game would be, man, you got to show me you can score. So I'll say 21-10 Bengals.
21-10 Bengals for Chris, 24-9 for me. Nate,
and we're going to get in the red zone once this
one
week.
One red zone. Are we going to score?
That means we'll win by 1 point.
Are we going to score when we get in the red zone?
Yes, sir. Yes,
one
sir,
red seven. Zone trip for it's Nate.
I mean, my score seven, could be a six. Defensive score.
Plus
seven for Nate. All right, so for Nate, for myself, for Kurt, for Chris, for all of you, thank you guys for calling in today and filling in and being a great, great, great backup quarterback. We appreciate you. We love you. Cowboys, Bengals this Sunday. We'll
Pastor,
be right back.
Me.
Hit Pastor, please, please, Pastor Q, please pray for your boy.
Yeah.
I need it. Yeah. I need it. We'll be back here Monday, same bat place.
Bro Willie.
Oh, Bro Willie, Jazzy, all the crew, yeah, Chris Bean, yeah, back there. I apologize. Will don't put our stuff up on time anyway, so when I see him in the street, he got to see me. You got to see me. You know what I'm saying? Same place, same time, man. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Remember,
love
eliminate
you.
The
yes.
contingencies. I love you.
Love
we
you.
Out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!